So I actually live in Carlow. I've lived in Athy all my life, but I moved to Carlow. We bought a house a few years ago. And I joined with the first responders, the community first responders in Carlow. And I was seeing a lot of cardiac arrests where community defibrillators have been used.
Mm.
So we were getting to a cardiac arrest and the community defibrillator was there. And, you know, it gives someone so much more chance at surviving. So my parents live on the Blue Way, and every week I'm out there and I'm seeing walkers, runners, cyclists, people on boats, and there's no defibrillator out there. The closest one would be Castle Mitchell GFC.
Mm.
So I had a word with Martin and Linda, and they'd be the owners of Dilly Dally, the coffee shop that's out there. And I just asked them, would they mind if I did a bit of fundraising and we could install a defibrillator out there? That, look, if something does happen, because ambulance access is so restricted out there, that someone might, if something happens out there, someone might have a chance. So.
Yeah, and we often speaking to first responders and those highlighting the importance of knowing what to do during a cardiac arrest. They say time is of the essence, really, and having a defibrillator there, and as you said, Jonathan, can increase the chances of surviving it. And especially on the Blue Way, it's quite more remote. There's an immediate car access, ambulance access. So for an idea for the defibrillator to be installed there, I mean, it's kind of wondering why it hasn't been there already in the past.
Exactly. To be honest, I thought it might have been part of the planning of the Blue Way that this might need to be installed every few kilometres or something, because, again, the ambulance access, the path is so narrow, plus there's gates on each access to the Blue Way.
Mm.
And I don't know how an ambulance will ever turn around on the Blue Way, but, so it's well needed out there. So myself and five others, there was six of us, unfortunately. One of the lads injured his knee. He's waiting on an operation now. But myself, Stephen May, Carl Gill, Andy Coughlin, Paul Whelan, and I'm going to get killed now. I think I'm missing someone here. Kevin Moran, sorry. But we've all fundraised over the last few weeks. Within a month, we had the money raised. We looked for €1,600. That included the defib, the heated cabinet, the installation, the spare defibrillator pads, the tracker for the defib. So, yeah, in fairness, the local community were great to us.
I mean, to be able to raise it in just a month, I mean, that's a credit to yourselves for going out and starting the fundraising, but also, as you were saying, the support from the local community. Clearly, it was something that everyone thought should be included there, something as vital as a defib.
Oh, it was brilliant. And Councillor Mark Lee, in fairness, got behind it. He donated himself. He shared it around. I know a few people had donated through Mark Lee as well. So, in fairness to him, he played a big part in it.
And then, Jonathan, it was installed over the weekend. What was it like seeing, you know, the work that you and the five other lads put behind? I mean, a lot of effort over the past month to get it there and to actually see it in fruition.
It was great. To be honest, it was deadly, and in fairness, we had a lot of people coming up to us, kind of congratulating us. A community paramedic called Peter Reynolds, he'd actually come over and launched it for us. So he got a photo with us, and look, it was the National Ambulance Service are happy to see defibrillators go up anywhere as well. So it's good to have in that area, you know.
Absolutely, and Jonathan, as you were saying, you're part of the community first responders there.
Yeah,
And how did you get involved with that, actually, as well?
So for years, I was in the Order of Malta as a cadet in Athy. And when I moved to Carlow, I always kind of volunteer. So I said, look, I wouldn't mind using the skills that I know. I joined the first responders. I've actually left it over the last few weeks. I just have a young family, so it takes up a lot of time.
Mm.
For myself, so just focusing on me young family at the moment. But look, it's a rewarding volunteer job, you know, and you do see people at their worst, but you know, a lot of the time when you get that text from the family to say thank you very much, it's all worthwhile, you know.
Of course. And now you have installed the defibrillator over the weekend, but you're not stopping there. You're now taking on a half marathon to do more fundraising. Is this you and the five guys again doing this?
That's it, yeah. So I suppose people don't donate money for free. They want to see us go through a bit of hardship. Mm. So we're going to run the Tin Ryland Half Marathon in May. It's three laps of Tin Ryland Village. It's actually a lovely half marathon. So there was seven of us, but the six of us now have decided that we're going to run that now and put ourselves through a bit of hardship. So.
Oh, sure, you'll have to. Again, as you said, hard work doesn't come for free. And now, Jonathan, you emailed us about this amazing accomplishment that you were able to get the defibrillator there on the Blue Way. And you're also encouraging other people to do the same to show that it can be done for areas.
Exactly. Like, look, I didn't think, when I set the figure, the fundraising figure, I had my doubts that, look, people might not be interested in donating to this. And within, I think it was 3 weeks, we had the defibrillator bought and then just the rest of the money then for the cabinet. And, look, defibrillators are needed all around the country at the moment. We've heard of the shortage of ambulances and how far an ambulance can be away from patients at the time. So it's really a great initiative to jump on board. Everyone seemed to get involved with us and congratulate us and donate the money. So it was and again the businesses around the tie were really, really generous to us, in fairness. So. Mm.
And if people now want to support your half marathon that you are taking on, the Tin Ryland Half Marathon, how can people go and do that, Jonathan?
Well, we've actually stopped taking donations. We stopped when we had enough money for the defibrillator, for the heated cabinets and for a few spare pads, we actually just stopped the fundraising. Mm. Because look, there's no point having a load of money sitting there. Hopefully it's the only pads that are ever replaced is the ones in 5 years time when they're out of date.
Yeah.
So hopefully we don't need to use it. But look, again, we might set up something next year again for another position down the Blue Way or somewhere in the site.
Well, Jonathan, definitely keep us updated if you do plan to do that maybe next year or just in the future. Some messages are coming in saying it's great to hear that you took this on and were able to get a defibrillator. One message, Brendan out in Talla, has said that it's always great to hear new defibrillators being installed. I know personally how important they are after surviving a cardiac arrest. So it's really just reaching out to everyone there to show how important they can be, and they save lives.
Exactly, yeah. And look, at the end of the day, the defibrillator we've bought, it's as simple as anything. It's will tell you from start to finish what to do. And, you know, some people are very afraid to get involved in CPR if they see something. Just, you know, you can't make them any worse, you know, that way. Just just get in and try what you've been taught or your bit of training and use it, you know. The defibrillator will always talk you through what to do, you know.